You're listening to Valley Edition. It's just 129 miles from the star-lined sidewalks of Hollywood Boulevard to the dusty streets of McFarland, California, in rural Kern County. On the surface, it might be hard to think of two parts of the Golden State that could possibly be more different. But last night, when a major motion picture based on the real-life story of the McFarland High School cross-country team and Coach Jim White premiered at the El Capitan Theater, the two are now linked for good. The film is called McFarland USA. It stars Kevin Costner as the coach who came to the poor, largely Latino community of farm laborers just north of Bakersfield and helped his students become legends in the world of high school athletics, eventually winning a state record 9 championships in a row.
Cross country running. California is holding their first state championship this year.
You do understand we don't have a cross country team?
Yep.
You've coached cross country before?
No.
You competed in high school maybe?
No.
Well, you sound perfect.
Just try and remember, lowest score wins. Fleck off.
We don't got a country club. We don't even got a Kmart.
Didn't know McFarland had a team.
Fourth place, that's not too shabby.
Fourth out of four, also known as last.
Better luck next time, boys.
This is gonna come down to which runners can handle the pain.
Let's hit it again.
Mr. White,
each hour that my boys train with you, they do not work with me. That's food off our table.
No one stays in McFarland unless they have to.
There ain't nothing American dream about this place.
I'm guessing running's the best thing you've got. Me too.
The Disney film hits screens nationwide later this month. We're joined now by the director, Nikki Caro. Nikki, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
It may be a long way from Hollywood to McFarland, but it's even a longer journey from New Zealand to McFarland. What attracted you to this script, and how did you first learn about it?
I was inspired. That's what attracted me. I learned about it when I was being considered for another project at Disney, and Disney felt that I would be suited to this kind of material. And I was just so inspired, not just by Jim White and what he and his team achieved, but equally inspired by the people themselves, the people of the Central Valley.
You've said that you had Kevin Costner in mind all along for this role. What do you think, or why do you think he was the ideal actor to play Coach Jim White?
Nobody has a more impeccable pedigree in sports dramas than Kevin Costner. For that reason alone, we were really desperate to have him in this movie. And now having worked with him, I can't imagine anybody else would have come to it with the same sense of generosity and enthusiasm. He's a wonderful, I mean, obviously a very, very highly skilled and gifted actor, but also a wonderful human being, and he gave so generously of himself to those boys, to me, and to the production. And I'm really, really proud of the work that he did in the film and the work that we all did together.
Was it a tough sell to get him? I understand he actually had a personal connection to McFarland. He grew up, or at least spent some time in the Central Valley growing up in Visalia.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's always interesting when you have those initial conversations with actors and you wonder what, you know, where is the common ground going to be? And I didn't realize that the common ground was the ground. You know, he spent his childhood up there and has an intimate knowledge of what that life is like. So we began working together pretty far down the road because we had that shared understanding of what this movie was about.
Talking about Kevin Costner, of course, in this film, but the real stars, you could say, are the student athletes that are in the film. Tell me about how you selected some of the actors to play those students. I understand some of them actually came from the McFarland area.
Yeah, roughly, well, three of them are from McFarland itself. We did a huge search in an open call in Bakersfield, in Los Angeles, San Diego, Texas, because there's not a deep pool of young Hispanic actors or Mexican actors that are gifted runners. That pool is very shallow. So we went through a lot of open calls, and amazingly enough, three of the kids we found were from McFarland itself. and the team is roughly split in half between kids that can run but couldn't act and kids that could act but couldn't run. So we put them through rigorous training, both athletic and dramatic, and over the course of those months where those boys were getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and running and going to the gym and eating together and training together and working together on all the dramatic requirements of the movie, they literally became a team, and they're very, very close now. I think they'll be close for the rest of their lives.
In talking about this film, this is not just a movie about the Central Valley. It's a movie, it's a sports movie. It's also a movie about race. There's a line in the film where one of the students says, "There's nothing American dream about this place," talking about McFarland, this community that's struggling with poverty and largely home to immigrants who've come to work in the fields. But by the end of the film, though, I think people might have a different view of McFarland, and specifically that thought about the American dream. What do you think this story says about that very issue, the American dream and an immigrant community like we saw here?
Yeah. Well, my big thought is that this is a profoundly American film. It so happens that 99% of the people in the film are Mexican, but it's a profoundly American story. It's an underdog story, and it's a feel-good film for sure, because when these underdogs succeed, it feels so good. But this is, this is a film that speaks very loudly about all American values, about faith and family and community and achieving something beyond expectations. And, you know, those, I love the idea that those are not only, they're not uniquely American values. They are, in fact, the values dearly held by a lot of immigrant communities, and especially the Latin communities.
We're talking with director Nikki Caro. She is the director of the new film McFarland USA. It debuts nationwide February 20th. It just held its premiere in Hollywood last night. Nikki, what's your favorite scene in the film?
Oh, don't.
Or maybe your favorite.
I like most of them. To be brutally honest, I really, really do.
Or maybe your favorite memory from production.
But there is a scene. It's a tiny, tiny little scene in the middle of the movie, and all that happens is a bus carrying these kids drives through town to go to a big cross-country meet. And for me, that's the moment of the film, and it's very personal, that I feel it captures emotionally exactly what is going on, which is that, and I had written a line in the script that the kids in the bus felt like heroes for the first time in their lives. And on the outside, they go past the market, and there's little kids have made signs, and they chase the bus. And it's a very sweet scene about what it means to a small town when their own start to achieve. It's lovely.
Did you ever have a chance to talk with the real Jim White?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Very first thing I did when I came aboard the movie was to go up there. And, in fact, I stayed with Jim and his wife, Cheryl, in their house, and they took me all around, and I got to experience McFarland in the most intimate way possible. It was a wonderful way to begin.
What did you take away from that experience, going there for the first time? What do you remember from that trip?
I remember when the sun started to go down, because, of course, it's very, very hot there, as you know. But when the sun starts to go down, the runners start to come out. And it's amazing. You drive around McFarland at 5 o'clock in the evening, and you see packs of teenage kids running, girls and boys, and they are so strong and so fast and so beautiful, and the dust kicks up off their heels, and of course it's all backlit by the setting sun. It was incredibly cinematic and incredibly beautiful, and I guess at that point I thought that something really special could be made from the material, but it was something that wasn't like a movie construct. It was something that was totally real. And what this movie does is light up McFarland, and it lights up every community like McFarland, and there are thousands of them. And I hope that people in the Central Valley, or you know, people anywhere that come from similar place, can see how beautiful it is, and they are.
You mentioned that scene and thinking of the cinematography of it. Let's talk about the production of the film and the cinematography of it. You really capture some beautiful moments there. What are you most proud of in working with your team? And talk about the production of the film if you can.
Yeah, I mean, I guess overall I'm most proud of how authentic the movie is and how specific it is. We worked very, very hard to achieve that. But as a filmmaker, the biggest thrill for me was to shoot in the Californian landscape. And of course, you shooting cross-country means you're not watching kids go round and round a track. You can actually take them to some pretty astonishing environments. And we did. And it's so thrilling because people don't shoot in California so much anymore. You know, there are other cheaper places to shoot. So movies inevitably go where the tax incentives are. But Disney's commitment to honoring the authenticity and specificity of this story meant that we were based in California. And so I got to take those kids to run in some absolutely beautiful places and create some images, I think, that people haven't seen before.
There's a lot of talk in the industry right now about race, about reaching Latino audiences. How do you feel this film will help connect with that community?
Well, it was incredibly important to me that it does. So when I'm making the film, certainly when I'm editing the film, I screen a lot and for as many Mexican people as I could convince to come and be part of my process. And so I'm very, very aware and alive to their opinion of the movie. And so when we started to screen and I could see it connecting, it gave me a lot of confidence, a lot of relief too, to be very honest. And so I love to watch the movie with a Hispanic audience, or a predominantly Hispanic audience, because they get all the jokes, and I find it a really it's kind of a joyous, you know, it's a feel good movie, but with them it feels really good, and I really hope the Latin audience can come out and see what it's all about.
The film is called McFarland USA. It premieres nationwide February 20th. It tells the story of the remarkable McFarland High School cross-country team and Coach Jim White, who led his students to a state record 9 championships in a row. We've been talking with director Nikki Caro, who's behind the film, and again stars Kevin Costner and others. Ms. Caro, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.